You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This week, we're bringing you a three-part series on the fight for the future of the parking space. This is Curb Wars.
Curb Wars.
Today, part three, the future of the curb. 9 years ago, there was no such thing as Uber or Lyft. Taxis were around, of course, but they only made up around 1% of vehicle trips in San Francisco. Fast forward to now, and ride-hailing companies make up around 15% of all trips within the city. That's an estimated 170,000 rides per day. Suddenly, the curb is in high demand for passenger drop-offs. And that's led to a question. Should the city give Lyft and Uber drivers more space to unload their passengers? KELW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter has the story.
We are at the intersection of 16th Street and Valencia Street in the Mission District.
I'm with Brian Wiedenmeyer, director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Night is falling. Kids are coming home from school, grown-ups are coming home from work, and the bars on Valencia are starting to fill up.
A lot of people want to come here to shop, to have a drink, meet their friends, and one of the ways they do that is via Uber and Lyft.
Valencia is one of the city's busiest destinations for ride-hailing. Because it has a bike lane, it's also a popular biking route. Every couple minutes, we see another car with an Uber or Lyft sticker pull over into the bike lane. This time, it's a large silver Honda.
Here we go. They're picking these people up who are crossing the street.
Three passengers jaywalk across Valencia. They pop open the trunk and load in a couple bags. Then they open the doors on both sides of the car and get in. Every biker going by has to swerve into traffic to avoid them.
There were maybe a dozen people that biked by, three parents with children on the backs of their bikes, who were then forced out into the auto travel lane where you've got cars traveling in excess of 25 miles per hour.
Valencia had one of the city's first painted bike lanes, but now the street is a hot spot for bike injuries. We don't know how many of those come from ride hailing, but the SFPD reported that last spring, Lyft and Uber drivers were responsible for two-thirds of traffic violations downtown. Two-thirds! No one, not the city, not the bike coalition, foresaw how fast ride-hailing would take over.
The uses of those streets and what's happening on them are changing a lot faster than the city, I think, had anticipated, and we've been caught unprepared.
The late Mayor Ed Lee had a problem. Here were two incredibly successful local companies, Uber and Lyft. They were part of the tech boom he helped encourage. But they also crowded city streets with cars doing dangerous things.
The mayor was kind of caught between those two issues, wanting to support businesses that are employing San Franciscans, and on the other hand, really dealing with the negative consequences to safety and congestion that those companies were also creating.
So in May 2017, Mayor Lee's office reached out to Lyft and Uber. He proposed a pilot program that would give the companies something they wanted, more access to the curb. Debs Schrimmer was Lyft's point person for those talks.
Today, the majority of our curb space is being given away for parking, which doesn't necessarily create a space for other modes of transportation to have access to the curb.
Mayor Lee said the city could create more zones for Lyft, Uber, or any other vehicle to safely load and unload passengers. The companies in the city would decide together where to put those loading zones. And in the process, the city would get a piece of something they had wanted for a long time. Data about where Uber and Lyft rides were happening.
We have really great information about trip demand and our ridership information.
So Lee's office met with people from Lyft and Uber, and they narrowed down a list of streets to try out the pilot. Then, in December, Mayor Lee died of a heart attack. The talks are still going under Mayor Mark Farrell, but they lost some momentum.
There's a lot of things happening in the city right now, and we are still working on moving forward with this pilot program, but recognize that the city has many issues that are more pressing right now.
But Brian Wiedenmeyer with the Bike Coalition says Lyft and Uber could improve safety now without waiting to get more curb space.
They have the ability. They've had the ability to work within their own apps for years now to institute practices like geofencing.
The idea he's talking about, geofencing, is like a virtual fence. Basically, the app can tell drivers to do pickups or drop-offs outside of a certain zone.
A preset pickup location can really help speed up the transaction of a driver and a passenger finding each other and then accessing the curb and pulling out and freeing up space for another transaction to happen.
Supervisors Hillary Ronan and Jeff Sheehy have asked Lyft and Uber to put a geofence around Valencia so that drivers have to use side streets instead. Deb Schrimmer from Lyft says geofencing works in some cases. They already do it to control drop-offs at the Caltrain station. But she says Valencia just needs more and better loading zones.
Rideshare isn't the only service that is causing complications in the bike lane for people who ride down Valencia Street.
Schrimmer says other services are also using up more and more curb space, not just ride hailing.
There's increased demand from car share, from bike share, from the on-demand couriers, the TaskRabbits and Postmates and Caviar, as well as the logistics and goods movement from Amazon, FedEx, and UPS.
And if you think it's bad now, experts think that another new technology could make the curb even more active. Driverless vehicles. Dropping off a package or a person could be much cheaper if you don't have to pay a driver. Susan Shaheen, a transportation researcher at UC Berkeley, says if that happens,
the demand for that curb space access is going to grow by orders of magnitude from what we see today.
Founders of both Lyft and Uber have proposed a future where most people stop owning private cars. Instead, they want us to get around using a cheaper, driverless version of Lyft or Uber. That's a scenario where cars might not need to park as often. So in theory, we could dedicate much more space for pickups and drop-offs. But Shaheen says we should think twice before we remove all that parking, especially if people do have their own driverless cars.
Because where are these automated vehicles going to go? It would almost force them to be in constant motion.
Basically, if we don't provide enough parking, autonomous cars could end up just roaming the streets in some kind of robo-car gridlock hell.
So ultimately, we're still going to need some parking, and we're certainly going to need curb space access.
Shaheen says we should think carefully about who gets to shape the future of the curb, because the companies that dominate today may not have the solutions for a future we still barely understand. She says if we're not careful,
the market leaders potentially create an environment in which new companies can't gain access to that curb space. Those innovations that we haven't even thought of yet.
Meanwhile, as politicians and corporations jockey for influence over the future of the curb, people who use it every day are still caught in the battle for space. Like Vinicius Moraes. He's a Lyft driver.
Thanks for picking me up.
Yeah, no problem.
Moraes came to San Francisco from Brazil 11 years ago. And throughout his time in the city, he's delivered just about everything. Pizza, packages, people. He wishes there was more space in the city for drop-offs.
What would you think about that? Would that be an improvement?
It's going to be awesome because, like, you know, it's going to avoid a lot of more drivers to park and double park.
Like a lot of rideshare drivers, Moraes says he once got a ticket for pulling over illegally. In this case, in a bus lane that he thought was poorly signed.
And it took us, like, probably 10 seconds, I got a $150 ticket. Yeah, that's not fun.
Moraes drives me back to Valencia Street, where cars, bikes, parklets, and Uber drivers are all vying for a piece of the curb. And Moraes says, yes, it is an especially hard street to drop off customers.
We can pull over here, and you can get out safe.
He pulls out of traffic and into a little alleyway. Technically, we're blocking it, but no one's coming, so whatever.
You hadn't scheduled an interview, so I appreciate you
Sounds
talking to
good.
Me.
No problem. Every day. Time. All right.
Okay.
Have a wonderful
good
day.
Good to meet you. You,
you
too.
Too.
Have a good day.
I gave him 5 stars. On Valencia, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.